With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police are asking for your help in finding a man suspected of setting a fire on purpose Thursday night. The fire on Glengarry Avenue was confined to a single apartment. No one was home at the time or injured. Police have released a photo of 20-year-old Isaiah Scott Stevens. It's on our website. He's wanted for arson with disregard for human life. Arson investigators also say a fire Thursday night at a Walkerville storage business was suspicious. That broke out around 8 p.m. and required multiple crews. No one was hurt in that one, but police say that one was started intentionally in one of the storage units. Give Windsor Police or Crime Stoppers a call if you have information. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins wants you to sign a petition urging Ottawa to keep up its end of the bargain on the EV battery plant. The Change.org petition calls for a commitment on all aspects of the operation. Meanwhile, MP Eric Kazmierczyk remains confident.
The negotiations right now are absolutely in the final advanced stages, those critical stages. But again, I can tell you that our federal government from day one has been there with unprecedented funding.
You can sign the petition through the link on our website. The Port of Windsor is about to get busier with the expansion of a cargo terminal. The Essex Terminal Railway Company is getting $12.5 million for a new warehouse and shipping berth.
It brings new assets that are equipped to handle new types of commodities. It basically leverages all the other assets that we have, which include rail, the trucking connections that we have, our strategic location to the U.S. border.
Company CEO Tony DeTomasis says it will make aluminum and steel transport easier. Time is running out to vote in the Bill 60 referendum. The Ontario Health Coalition has been campaigning against the bill, allowing private clinics to conduct some surgeries. The Ford government says it will cut wait times. Details on how to vote can be found on our website. If you're looking for a boost to get into the skilled trades, several Windsor-Essex agencies are getting provincial funding. $2.3 million has been announced for pre-apprenticeship programs. Windsor-Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie says it will go a long way to obtaining those vital skills.
This is a provincial program that funds the training to be equipped with those skills. So there's no cost to the participant in these programs. So they just need to register and they will be upskilled in the various sectors.
The UHC Hub of Opportunities is among the agencies participating. The Windsor Express is gearing up for its biggest game in recent memory. The deciding Game 5 of the NBLC Finals is Friday night in London.
We have to organize ourselves to get ready for one of the biggest battles that we've ever had. London is our nemesis. We play rough and tough in their home. From a mental standpoint, we just have to prepare ourselves and get ready.
Owner and CEO Dartus Willis is looking for a third title in Windsor. In sports, the Tigers welcome the White Sox to Comerica Park Friday night. The Blue Jays are in Minnesota. Your Windsor weekend weather, clear skies and 6 Friday night, sunshine Saturday and 24, fair and 8 Saturday night, more sun and 25 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.